AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama selects the nation's top Marine to head the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Sagar Magani with more.
The president's nominating General Joe Dunford as his next Joint Chiefs Chairman.
One of the most admired officers in our military.
Known here in the Pentagon as Fighting Joe for his war commands.
During the invasion of Iraq, he led Marines in the charge to Baghdad.
Dunford's now the Marine Commandant after serving 18 months as the top Afghan war commander and would succeed General Martin Dempsey as chairman if confirmed. Air Force General Paul Selvas being nominated as vice chairman. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The Islamic State group says it's responsible for an attack at a Texas Civic Center where cartoon depictions of the Prophet Muhammad were on display. The militant group claiming two soldiers of the caliphate carried out Sunday's attack. Former FBI terrorism investigator Clint Watts.
Any attack that gets executed of any scope, especially in the West, they're going to take credit for it, whether they had any involvement in it or not.
The two gunmen were killed by police after wounding a security guard at the center. Attorney General Loretta Lynch makes a couple of stops on her visit to Baltimore, meeting first with local religious, civic, and political leaders, as well as Freddie Gray's family and their lawyer. Later, Lynch thanked Baltimore police for their conduct during and after the riots that erupted following Gray's funeral.
You are representing all of law enforcement when you were out there. You are allowing peaceful protest. You're helping people rebuild. You're helping people clean up. You really have become the face of law enforcement.
Six Baltimore police officers have been charged in Gray's death from an injury that he got while in police custody. Funeral is planned for Friday for New York City police officer Brian Moore, who was shot in the head over the weekend. The 25-year-old died yesterday. The suspect in the shooting will now be facing a first-degree murder charge. On Wall Street, at the close, the Dow is down 142. This is AP Radio News. Federal appeals court rules police don't need a search warrant to track criminal suspects through their cell phones.
The decision on data collected from cell phone towers is a victory for law enforcement. It stems from the prosecution of a Miami robbery suspect, where prosecutors used 67 days' worth of records from Metro PCS. While the government did get a court order, it didn't have to meet the standard for probable cause. Two judges on the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals dissented, saying the U.S. Constitution requires a warrant. Civil liberties groups argued the ruling could open the door to all kinds of data that is stored online, a topic even some of the prevailing judges said the U.S. Supreme Court should decide. Tony Winton, Miami.
Jacob Duran couldn't believe what he saw when he spotted a toddler wearing only a diaper crawling around on the roof of a neighbor's home in Philadelphia.
Where's the parents?
Rescuers plucked the 2-year-old off the roof, and they also grabbed a 1-year-old who was climbing out a window after him. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.